The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Knowing your relationship is coming to an end, it can be very difficult, but do you know if and when to call it a day? Claire Ogmuddy is a relationship and divorce coach. Claire is with us on the line. This week, Claire, marks the point at which people who are going to pursue or file for divorce often do. It's anecdotally, divorce day is the first Monday of January, isn't it?
Well, so they say. Thank you for having me here. It's an interesting one, and I don't have any statistics on that. But I remember in my story thinking my children will never forget a ruined January, a ruined Christmas, but they'll never remember a day in January that's been upheaval. So a lot of people tied through Christmas limp through it and get to January and think, I can't do that again. Can't do that anymore. So there's more, I think, new year, new start. Everybody's talking about this. So I think it becomes something that's raised an awareness for people.
Yeah.
And let's face it, Christmas is such an emotive time for any family to get together.
Very difficult.
I don't
time.
Think there's a family in the country that doesn't have emotions around Christmas. So it kind of heightens the whole thing up.
So for people listening to you today, Claire, that maybe feel that 2025 is going to be the year that they call it a day, where do you start in the process of trying to get a divorce?
I think for me, the most important starting point is understanding why are you doing it? Because you invested so much in the marriage in the first part, you know, at the very beginning. You invested time, money, energy. You had all your hopes. You never wanted to be on a divorce journey. There's no person that gets married that wants to end up here. So why are you doing it? What is the thing that's going on? So I truly believe that in order to manage our emotions and understand them, to figure them out, we need to know what's actually happening. So if you're leaving because you think, I just can't do it, well, what can't you do? What are the problems? When we learn to spend a bit of time and go, what actually is wrong? Is it fixable? Do I want it fixed? Sometimes in a marriage, you're so far down the line because things have gone, you've drifted so far apart that actually you're too far to even want to figure out to get it back. But clearly knowing what is the reason will help you to understand and not actually have a lot of regret in the future. The biggest thing you hear people say is, I really regret that, or I regret I didn't do more.
Mm.
So I'm all about, well, let's take away regret. Let's get an evidence pathway here and let's see what evidence we're dealing with. So any client who comes to me, I straight away look, even if they say they want a divorce, I'll say, look, are you willing for us to become curious about what's going on? Because maybe something is fixable. It may not be. But when we've done time together, what that person will have is an evidence that there is something with possibility because the other partner leans in to change, or they find out that the other partner doesn't want change, won't take responsibility, and they're too far down the line to want it. So they start on this journey with a very solid foundation. And to me, that's the best gift you give your future
yeah.
self.
So, like, I imagine you probably meet a lot of people who at the point of which they've come to you and they're seeking some sort of advice, or maybe they've decided to go through with the divorce process. They've probably just been coasting along in a fairly bad place for a long period.
Yeah, that's generally what happens. We drift. We don't notice things. We tolerate things. And it's a little bit like putting the lobster into the pot of cold water and bringing it up to the boil, or putting it into the boiling water. We normalize to patterns and habits that aren't necessarily healthy for us or good for us. But so often what happens is we stay in things because it's familiar. And the fear of the unknown, it feels unsafe. So we stay and we coast and we go and we go. And generally speaking, in my experience with people that I've worked with, there is one particular thing that isn't necessarily massive, but it is the straw that they go, I can't do this anymore. I'm not willing. It's too hard. It's too difficult. And then it's a case of, what do I do with this information?
Mm.
Because once you see something, you can't not see it. It's like you go and you buy a white car and all you see are white cars. You can't not see a problem when you're able to see it. But I truly also know from my experience and other people's experience that we have to be ready to see some of the stuff, because the implications of seeing it means we're at a crossroads with a choice. And anything that we can't control feels scary. It always is, because we've no idea what it will look like.
Yeah. Well, I imagine the fear of the unknown is probably the reason why a lot of people don't go through this. Like the fear of either being on their own, the logistical fear, the financial concerns, who gets the house, can't afford, the fear of not even being able to afford being divorced.
Yeah, it is. And another one in the middle of that is the fear of what will happen to the children. I don't want to break up the family home. So fear, in my opinion, at this level is a very poor driver of decisions, because it doesn't allow you to see all perspectives. I believe when we have a chance to see all the different perspectives and all the different options, we're then in a position to make a choice and a decision based on information. Because if we go to the, what if it wasn't going to be as bad as you think? It changes the question in our head. So our brain will always go to answer a question. So if we go, can I do this? This is terrifying. I don't know how to do this. I'm not going to make it. We stay in that place.
So it is possible to have, if you want to say, I don't want to say a happy divorce, but you can divorce happily.
You can have a life that is happy after a divorce. Divorce causes upset in everybody's corner. And I think the thing that a lot of people misunderstand if they haven't been through a divorce is how isolating a divorce is. I remember reading a book way back at the beginning of my journey, and it was a book on divorce, and the second chapter has never left me, because it said every person on a divorce journey, regardless of the reason or the cause, needs to find a new identity. And I remember lying in bed going, what on earth is that? What do you do with that? Because you have to, you're no longer married, you're no longer a wife, you're no longer, you know, whatever, but it's part of our identity. And the longer you're married, the more ingrained that identity is. So it causes upset, and also people don't quite know what, they don't know. People tend to take sides, even though that's not what anybody wants. It's kind of an automatic fallout of a divorce. So people get uncomfortable, and we feel it, and they feel it. It's not an easy option. But equally, staying where you are isn't an easy option either a lot of the time.
So just finally, Claire, for anybody maybe thinking about starting this journey, you know, throughout the next 12 months, just what is your final message to them?
Gain some help in helping you to understand what is it that is causing you to leave, and what is it that you need that will help you to make good decisions going forward. We all need support, and our emotions get in the way of so many things. When we have emotional support and a feeling that someone has our back, we can move forward faster and easier and stronger, because we're not meant to live this world alone. So I would say seeking professional support is really important. And that's why I come in with the emotional support, because this is all the backdrop to the decisions that a solicitor is going to ask you to make. Understand why you're doing it, and understand what do you need to know in order to make good decisions, because information empowers us to move forward well.
Okay, Claire Achmuddy, relationship and divorce coach. Claire, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.